Now this is a dictation for Tony, T-O-N-Y, Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, March 22nd, 53, addresses a letter to Dr. Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 772-9522. Dear Dr. Bennett, a post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Martinez comes accompanied with one of the daughters. When he was discharged from the hospital, I was called by the lab with results of Cryptococcus neoformans, N-E-O formans, F-O-R-M-A-N-S, in the urine. We did a kidney transplant ultrasound, which do not show any evidence of debris, masses, or fungal ball, no obstruction. I talked to Dr. Raygada, R-A-Y-G-A-D-A, infectious diseases. We did a cryptococcal antigen, as well as a fungitel, F-U-N-G-I-T-E-L, and both of them came back negative. He still has persistent nausea, occasionally vomiting, appetite is poor, no gross abdominal discomfort, frequent diarrhea, no bleeding. Is my understanding he is getting new medications to protect the stomach and antiemetics. He has significant weight loss, severe muscle wasting, taking transplant medications, no dysphagia, good urine output, denies cloudiness or blood, presently no fever or chills, presently no chest pain palpitations, he's on Coumadin but no bleeding, no increased respiratory distress or sputum production, no gross orthopnea PND, uses CPAP machine at night but not consistently. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the prednisone, Tacro, and Myfortic for transplant. For blood pressure, losartan, clandidine, metoprolol, and terazosin. He remains on imipramine for atrial fibrillation and Coumadin anticoagulation. For tertiary hyperparathyroidism, on Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R. Insulin treatment, cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 152, blood pressure 120/52 on the right side, open AV fistula on the left upper extremity, severe muscle wasting, no respiratory distress, decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no localized RALS, no wheezes, no consolidation pleural effusion. Today appears regular, has an aortic systolic murmur loud, no pericardial rapt, no kidney transplant tenderness or ascites, presently no edema, poor peripheral pulses, some stasis changes, extremely muscle wasting. Next paragraph. A new urine sample, 1+ of protein negative for blood, the most recent chemistries, anemia 11, macrocytosis close to 101, and normal white blood cells, platelet count, kidney transplant baseline at 1.5, normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis of 21, low protein, low albumin, liver function test not elevated, GFR 46, glucose high 190s, normal calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. renal transplant, number two. Next number, recent episode of acute on chronic renal failure, returning to baseline. Next number, high-risk medications, continue follow-up of TACRO levels. Next number, tertiary hyperparathyroidism, continue present treatment. Next number, anemia and macro, MACRO, macrocytosis. Next number, transplant-induced diabetes. Next number, prior cerebellar stroke. Next number, difficult to regulate Coumadin. Next number, cryptococcus in the urine, but redo testing does not appear to have active invasive infection, so that will not require any specific treatment. Next number, hyperthyroidism in relation to amiodarone. I think these medications might need to be discontinued altogether, as the excess of thyroid might be a reason for the present muscle wasting. Next number, severe nausea vomiting. Given the diabetes, we need to consider gastroparesis and diagnostic procedures. Potentially might require EGD for direct visualization. As a transplant patient, they are at risk for malignancy. Next number, blood pressure well controlled. Next paragraph, sleep apnea on treatment. Next paragraph, we will follow closely, discuss with the patient and daughter. End of dictation.